sports show. Roll mine, sports show. The prime time, let's go. Roll mine, sports show.
Look or listen no further. This is your host, Ryan Primetime Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Welcome to Raw Mind Sports. This your host, Ryan Jones. NBA Finals is here, baby. It's here. Toronto versus Golden State. Who should take home the Tom O'Brien trophy? I'll let you fans decide. But I'm going to give you my topics for tonight. Magic Johnson tells his side on the ESPN's First Take about how he feels about what went on with him in LA. I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. My raw thoughts about it. Golden State versus Toronto, NBA Finals, my predictions. The New Orleans Pelicans own the number one pick in the NBA draft. Is Golden State better without KD? Breaking news, KD buys a home in New York and sells his California home. But first, let's talk about Magic Johnson and the LA Lakers. He went on the air to ESPN's First Take and gave his side of the story, which I get it. People don't understand that Magic Johnson is a guy who has own business. He's his own man. He knows what it takes to run business, and he's been on the floor before. So people got to understand. I understand LeBron is there. We all get it. LeBron is there. LeBron is in a league of his own right now because of the NBA endorsements. Things he do on and off the court is phenomenal. So right now, he is the top tier when it comes to both sides of on and off the court. But Magic Johnson ain't going to bow down to nobody. Magic Johnson's been a five-time NBA player. He has owned parts of the LA Dodgers. He also has owned Starbucks. And he's owned He has also owned other things as well. So Magic knows his role. Magic Johnson sells himself. People understand, like, Magic is a brand. Magic just had to go out. He was the head of basketball operations there. Pelinka was the GM. That's a job for him to go out, get players, budgeting, stuff like that. You bring Magic in to close the deal. Magic can go to some, you know, conversation talks and kind of bring those guys in, because you may need a guy like Magic to be there to seal the deal. But you bring in Kobe's guy, Pelinka. Pelinka was an agent. Pelinka knows how to sell. He knows how to sell players to a team, but not run an organization. There's two different worlds, a GM and an agent. A GM manages all day-to-day operations as a team, making sure the budget is clear. Possibly be in the midst of getting ready to trade, will and deal people. He has to know multiple things to make the Lakers better than what they are, or to keep them sustainable, to make the buses happy, guys like Magic happy. But this is like a gossip story that people do with their own families and local lives. He talking about me. He talking about this. He talking about me behind my back. That's how I do. That's how I do. This goes to show people, this stuff even happens to the best of people. Even in big business. Magic said the guy was talking about him behind his back. I wouldn't put it past him. But Magic had to go on there. And I felt like Magic, I'm not going to say he was under pressure. But Magic probably had so many calls, so many tweets, stuff like this about that. And he never came out to answer. So he said, you know what? Magic is his own brand himself. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to take this the First Take. I'm going to put it out there to the world. Then that can answer multiple questions. He even said he loved Jeannie as a sister. We all agree. Family is family. And that's not technically his family, but it's his family because he was a Lakers guy. So, you know, it's still business is business. And regardless, that man has a name for himself. He has his own reputation. He's not going to justify his reputation for whatever. He left for a reason. He saw what's going on. He read between the lines. He saw what it would make players. Magic did not care. He didn't like Luke Walton. I don't know. I mean, I guess he just didn't like him. And at the end of the day, you got to make things happen. Even though Lakers didn't make the playoffs, Magic Johnson said the Lakers had the number one selling apparel in the league. LeBron effect, people. The LeBron effect. It matters, people. It matters. And he knew that. So he's going to bring in more. He's going to bring another championship to the Lakers. He felt like, I don't blame Magic. He had a chance to get Anthony Davis. Magic Johnson said he's going to sell the house. But he did say he liked the group. But when you bring LeBron to a team like the Lakers, you're in win now mode. LeBron is not there for rebuilding nothing. LeBron has a future outside of basketball, a very big future, possibly an owner one day. So it's about win now when you bring a guy like LeBron James to your team. That's it. So he has to make situations for business moves. He probably didn't want to. He wants to win now, so I know he knew this group couldn't win right away right now. So Magic was there for a reason. Magic told you a while back, if he couldn't get certain deals done, he was quitting. He was resigning. And guess what? He did. But he didn't just resign because he can't make moves. He resigned because of the backlash, the backstabbing behind the back. Like, Magic is a guy that the Los Angeles Lakers love, L.A. loves, a lot of people around the country love. Palinka was just Kobe Bryant's agent. That's it. He's not on that level of Magic Johnson. He doesn't have the right to even put himself in the same shoes as Magic Johnson. He's just grateful that Kobe Bryant had enough greatness in him with the LA Lakers to even get a chance to have a voice in the Lakers operations. That's what happened to Palinka. But if that is true, people, the Lakers could possibly be in trouble. And even though Magic Johnson said it in a nice way, because he's a professional, he's going to always give credit and still talk, and then give credit again. That's the name of the game. That's the game of professionalism. The game of the NBA. Outside of just on the court, but the business side of stuff in the NBA with teams. He had to be respectful. But he know what it was. Ain't nobody crazy, man. Everybody knew he left for a reason. He left for a reason. They was in the way. They didn't allow him to be who he wanted to be. That's just point blank period to me. My raw thoughts. They didn't let Magic be who he was and open up so Magic can make things happen. They kind of held him down. Magic Johnson is at the state of his life. He doesn't have to be held down by no one. Magic Johnson is comfortable in his own skin with or without being in basketball relations with the Lakers. He even said himself, he ain't want to be there every day. He got other things he want to do. He want to have fun, do what he want to do, because he's used to being in owner roles, not being under somebody to tell him what to do and how to do things. So the best thing that Magic did was smart. He kept the peace, and he kept it moving and resigned. But with that being said, let's see what the Lakers can bring in next year. By the way, with the Kawhi situation, where he's playing right now, Toronto might sell the house, but we'll get to that in a little bit later. So let's just be clear. Magic just made the right move for business and for himself. That's all my raw thoughts. Golden State versus Toronto Raptors. NBA Finals. A lot of people didn't think that they would see the Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals. They thought they'll see Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks, who I thought was a better matchup for the Golden State Warriors. But the way Toronto is playing, I'm still scared for Toronto because of the fact they play so well in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they'll get right here and look lost. Kyle Lowry might not show up. Mark Gasol, the brother of Paul Gasol, will show up. I think Ibaka will show up. I know Kawhi will show up. He showed up when he was playing with the Spurs. The X factor in this series is going to be Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry has to step up every single game. He got his hands full. He could be either guarding Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, which both are nightmares for him right now. And that's the thing that scares me. And even without KD right now, they move the ball so well. But you bring KD back in, it's night-night early. It's night-night early for the North. Canada. Night-night. Early. I still won't doubt what Kawhi do. Kawhi still is going to get his points. He's still going to be successful. He's still going to get the job done to help his players get involved. I'm just trying to figure out what game plan Coach Nurse, I think, for the Toronto Raptors has for the Golden State Warriors, which most people don't have a plan for them. Right now, KD's out. So I'm just curious of what they'll do. You know, but Golden State moves the ball very well right now in this without KD mode. And I feel like that's going to be the thing that helps. This could be a good thing for Toronto without KD. Because you put, because if KD plays, you're putting a lot of pressure on Kawhi. Kawhi automatically has to guard KD. Ain't no, nobody on Toronto Raptors can do anything with KD. No matter if they move the ball or not. When KD gets the ball, KD is still KD, people. I just want to let you people know. No matter what, KD is still KD. We need to stop that. They're looking good. We get it. They do look good because they're moving the ball. They have no choice now but to move the ball. We got a player like KD. You can change your system completely up because that's how good KD is. That's it. That's how good KD is. But right now, without KD in game one, possibly game two, they need to make it happen. And Toronto has home court. So the thing with me is Toronto needs to take advantage of home court. If anything, I don't even care if they win no games in Golden State. As long as they win all four in Toronto, which I still have Golden State winning the series, they're not winning the series. So it's up to them. The pressure ain't on Golden State. Golden State been doing this for years. They've been in this situation. They used to be in the championship games. They used to be in the finals every year for the past few years. So this is not nothing new to them. It's very new to a Toronto Raptors team who has not never been to an NBA finals. Never. It's up to them. But I'm not going to lie to you. Kawhi got it. Kawhi's going to be ready. I'm not questioning Kawhi Leonard at all. Best both side player in the game. He is not the problem. It's going to be what his role players are ready for. Are they ready for this big dance? Danny Green probably will be. Ibaka has played in the finals before. Marc Gasol has been in crucial games in the Western Conference finals, in the Western Conference, to even, you know, put himself in that category. I think those guys will be ready. Is Kyle Lowry ready? Kyle Lowry had a goose egg in the first round in one game, and everybody wrote him off. Now, he got to play against some he ain't seen in the Eastern Conference yet. Some firepower that could probably shoot the basketball with their eyes closed. And whoosh. You hear that sound, people? That's the sound of the basketball going through the nets. That's that sound that he got to deal with when he played Steph and Klay. That's the sound. Can Kyle Lowry handle that? We shall see. But I still got Golden State winning because of the experience. But me personally, my heart is saying, I hope it's something deep down in that water well with a drop that can help the Toronto Raptors win the NBA Finals. Now, New Orleans got the number one draft pick. They got Broadway coming to New Orleans. We're going to just be talking about Who Dat Nation and the New Orleans Saints. We're talking about the New Orleans Pelicans with Griffin, the old GM, general manager for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now the ball is in his court. But I think he's experienced enough to make things happen. He has the number one pick. He has Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis supposedly still wants out of New Orleans. So me personally, he got assets now. He has assets. He has Anthony Davis, who people probably sell the house to get. And you got the number one pick. Me personally, I feel like that you can get rid of both. You get rid of number one pick and that. But of course, I mean, common sense, they're not going to do that. And I wouldn't tell them to do that. We know that Zion's going to be number one pick. But the question is, how good will Zion be in New Orleans? Depend on the supporting cast. Depend on the road. Yeah, he'll make a lot of money. Yeah, he's going to be incredible with endorsements. Yeah, he's going to sell tickets. But how good will he be? I think Zion needs particular players around him to be very good. He plays off the energy of others and guys who can really play and shoot the ball well. Pelicans don't have that. If they get rid of Anthony Davis right now, they still don't have that. So me personally, if you're going to keep Zion, you can keep number one pick, you draft them. You get rid of Anthony Davis, somebody who's already uncomfortable. You know, let's not even disturb the peace of Zion Williamson right now and have this already going on before the season starts. The situation with Anthony Davis not wanting to play there, yada, yada, yada. Look, man, make the guy happy. Be at peace. Make yourself happy. You don't want to put yourself through that. Hurry up and trade this guy before the season starts. Bring in some players. I'm pretty sure everybody give up the house for him. They'll give up the house for him right now. He's for sale. So you trade him, bringing all those assets and help Zion, bringing people that's going to help Zion, who's going to be experienced enough to get shots off, take shots, jump shots, get to the basket, guys who have guard ability or things to make it happen. I don't know who that is. I don't know who they're going to trade. I don't know who they're going to get. But trust me, you can get something very good for a guy like Anthony Davis, who a lot of people still feel that he's a top five player in the NBA. So you can get a lot for him. So just make sure you make the right decision, which I feel like Griffin will be. I just feel like this. My raw mind thoughts, Davis is gone. He's going to be gone before the NBA season starts. Zion Williams is going to have a new cast of role players. And hey, Zion Williams, just enjoy what you got. You're in New Orleans. I know you want to go to New York, the Mecca City. But hey, you can't help how the dice roll. It is what it is. Is Golden State better without KD? Let me tell you something about Golden State. Golden State is good overall with KD or without KD. Only thing they do differently, honestly, and I'm going to give you my raw thoughts, they're good with ball move without KD. But don't get it twisted. KD is KD. I told you early, KD is a type of player that can change an offense because of his ability. And for you to change any team's offense to cater to what you do, that means you have to be good. So, yeah, of course, they got to rotate the ball more to get Steph Curry open. You know, he's not going to get a lot of ISOs like KD. KD is 6'11". So the offense they were running was pick, pop, move around, run around to get shots off. So, yeah, they got to move the ball now. Draymond Green not going out there doing what KD doing on the offensive end, tacking that wheel. People are scared to death of KD. People know that KD can give you 40 more. People know no matter if it's an offense or rotating an ISO ball or not, if KD's on the floor, he is just that good, and he's dangerous to his opponents. So that's what I feel. So yeah and no. They're Golden State. I'm not saying they're good or better without him. They're just Golden State. Golden State was doing this before. Then they end up getting him. They the ones who reached out to him and wanted him to come to Golden State. So don't try to make it seem like KD just actually went there without their assistance. When they went to that meeting room to try to acquire Kevin Durant, Steph Curry was there, Klay Thompson was there, Draymond Green was there, Steve Kerr was there, Bob Myers, or the Myers guy, the GM for Golden State, he was there. So he just didn't go because he wanted to go. Them guys actually recruited him themselves. So apparently they knew what it took. They knew what was coming if KD got there. Most of the time, people don't even believe it or not, the ball still moves a lot when Golden State, but when it gets to KD, it just get finished. Every shot that Golden State takes is a good shot. But when it gets to him, it's just time for him to score. That's the only time they really give it to him. But people don't think they don't rotate the ball. They've been rotating the ball the whole year, even with him. It's just the simple fact that when KD gets the ball, it's time for him to score. He knows within that system when he gets the ball, when he needs to score and when he doesn't. So that's the point. Like, they've been doing this the whole year, but now it just looks like they're rotating the ball more and more and more because they don't have the conclusion of it with KD at the end of the last ball movement or the last ball pass, reversal. That's what it is. And he usually goes ahead and takes over and just gets the shot. But it ain't more so ISO. It's been during the game and during some eras in the game, they'll move the ball. Shot clock gets down, they just give it to KD or Steph, and they take the shot. That's all it is. It's a 24-second shot clock. You can't move the ball for so much, people. Can't move the ball for so much. But you can move it enough. That's what I feel. So, to me personally, they're good. They're just good. Not with or without KD. They're just good. Just that simple. I don't want to separate KD from the equation because he's hurt. Because, of course, it's common sense. Like, coaches got to re-strategize when your star players go out. That's any coach, any high school, college, NBA, doesn't matter. That's how it happens. So that's how I feel. And don't get it twisted. KD is KD. So stop with the nonsense. Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant for a reason. Probably, if not LeBron James, he is the best player in the NBA right now as we speak. So talk all you want. Just talk all you want. But don't sleep to the nonsense. Speaking of KD, KD buys a home in New York, sells his home in California. Some people feel like if he's selling his home and buying a home in New York, possibly he can end up with the Knicks. Me personally, guys buy homes here and there all the time in few places. But it's ironic that KD does it at the most ironic time because free agency coming up. And they feel like because he bought a home in New York, he's going to New York. Me personally, I'm going to be real with you. I feel like he still is. Regardless of what happens in this finals, he's gone. I just feel like he's gone. He want to do his own thing. He's already getting a lot of endorsements. That's why he took all those cheap contracts with Golden State. But now he has a chance to get a high-dollar contract plus endorsements in New York, bring another player with him. He's going to do it. I don't know how well they're going to do. I mean, it'll probably be easy. He in the East. If Kawhi stays in Toronto, it's going to be tough. But I feel like if he doesn't, then, of course, you know, whoever KD has with him and Nick is going to walk to the finals. If healthy. If he's healthy. KD doesn't have that much longer. I'm not going to say he's going to play for the next 10 years or something. I give him a good 3-4 years or 5 at the most. In between that time frame, that's it. And KD at the agility, he's playing 6'11", long up and down, the athleticism that he has. That's what I feel like he's going to be dynamic at. But I still feel like he's going to New York. But let's be real, people. If he doesn't, I mean, guys do buy houses in other places. LeBron had a house in L.A. for years before he went to L.A. I guess people forget that. He had a house in L.A. for years before he went to L.A. They probably saying he was going to make his future there. Yeah, true. It happened. But I still believe that he's going to New York, not just because of the house, but I just knew he was going to New York anyway. So it is what it is. And then to a guy like him, an NBA player, they can get houses anywhere. The money they make, they get houses anywhere. They get houses in Texas if he want to. Might have one. I'm not saying he going to Texas. But he could. I'm just telling you how they do, man. Guys buy houses in areas they like to vacation and chill out with. I would love to see him in D.C., back home, in his area where C. Pleasant, where he's from. But if John Wall didn't stay there, I don't even know if they even have the money to even pay him. So he really would have to take up task. Not excuse me, task, but a pay cut to stay there. Well, people. That's just how I feel. That's my conclusion to Raw Mind Sports. I'm going to go ahead and tell you my conclusion to this. Toronto possibly wins game one. I don't know if they win game two, but I feel like without KD, they can get the upset. I'm taking Toronto in game one, people. Game one, Toronto Raptors. Let's go. Hopefully they can pull the upset. But, of course, I'm still saying Golden State's going to win the series. But my heart wants Toronto to win. So that's all I have for you guys. You guys have a great night, great day, great morning, whatever time you listen to this. And remember, anything is possible. Anything is possible. How bad do you want it?